As our beloved Lady Master Nala speaks her heart to us all, we call upon our mighty omnipresence to bless her and to thank her in the name of all mankind for all the service she has rendered to this earth in all the centuries past. And may the hour strike when her great cosmic power releases in such terrific victory that mankind can no longer touch the human for any reason. Precious ones of Saint Germain's heart, may I come close into your hearts tonight, and may I ask you to feel with me the great privilege to be one with him who is so great in the love that desires to purify mankind and set them free forever from the shadows. It is a very great privilege, my dear ones, to learn to use these great cosmic laws of life's almighty power, power that the intellect can never comprehend until it becomes illumined by our ascended master consciousness that contains no thought or feeling within it, but that which produces perfection. I trust I may be of service to you all, and as you remember to keep charging and charging and charging these great cosmic flames of cosmic Christ love into yourselves and around you and in conditions that require more light, to transmute them into perfection. I ask you to call this forth in the power that affects the nation. Try to call forth, even when you're working for individuals or yourselves with individual conditions, demand the cosmic Christ love of the power that affects the nation, because we need this concentration quickly into some of your outer activities in order to prevent certain things. There is the great presence which governs your nation. The mighty Saint Germain is that presence. Of course, there is a group of those who work with him, the Goddess of Liberty and the Goddess of Justice and myself, and the Archangel Michael, the mighty Cyclopea, and those who govern the retreats within the borders of the United States of America are the guardian presence for the nation. Therefore, when there seem to be individual conditions that need adjusting by your calls, call forth the immortal flame of the cosmic Christ love that guards your nation, and demand that guard be intensified hourly around all that is constructed within your borders, and that you call it forth in and around, especially those under this radiation. But call forth the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love that has been already established to guard the nation. And if you will demand that it be made alive in its cosmic action within every human being within your borders, we think we see the way of stemming the tide of certain destructive activities in groups of mankind who are not bent on your freedom. So we will appreciate greatly your use of the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love that guards the nation. Now that is a flame drawn by the beloved Saint Germain under the direction of the mighty Cyclopea. There stands with the beloved Cyclopea the mighty Hercules, the god Tabor, the goddess of justice, the goddess of liberty, myself, the Archangel Michael, the beloved Lanto, our mighty victory. Of course, Blessed David Lloyd, and those who have had their ascension from within your borders, they form a certain group by themselves who are determined to guard the freedom of your nation, because they attain their freedom from this ground. And under the action of the cosmic law, their own life streams hold a certain attunement and can release a certain power into the nation for the greater protection of that which is constructive. That is true in every nation. The 10,000 children who received their ascension from China are definitely concerned with the protection of China. And so it is with every nation in the world. Those who have attained the ascension from a certain country always feel a certain love and attunement and a definite responsibility to guard, as much as the cosmic law will permit, all that is constructive within that country. And therefore, those who have had their ascension under this I Am activity, under the new dispensation, stand to help carry out your calls and to render every assistance to help in the cleansing of the nation. And since it is my prerogative to assist your mighty Saint Germain in a very tangible way, the more I can assist you, the more I can serve him. And together, if you will call into outer action this immortal flame of cosmic Christ's love to America, the great flame that guards her destiny, that rules her borders, that guides her people, that is, may I say, the very life within the nation, then you can demand the Herculean strength of that flame to now blaze through the people and to stimulate and stir into outer action the strength of their loyalty to God and the strength of their loyalty to America's freedom and to that which is constructive within the land. And this is very much needed. May you feel with me tonight the great necessity for this, because certain forces within your nation must die if the nation is to live. And if I were you, I would certainly call forth this immortal flame of cosmic Christ love and Herculean protection for the resources of your nation. And if you will take the authority, and in the name and victory of the mighty I Am Presence, you forbid those resources being used for anything except the freedom and protection of your nation, then it shall make some things very difficult for certain individuals who are determined to wreck the nation through spending. You have the authority, my loved ones, so that in the name and victory of the mighty I Am presence of America's freedom, you are the authority within her people to forbid any more misuse or waste or destruction of her resources. You have that power tonight. While you are standing, I will give these words direct for this decree. And while you are standing, that flame shall move into outer action and anchor into the structure of the earth. In the name, love, wisdom, power, authority, victory, and freedom of the mighty I Am presence, I call forth into outer physical action the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love. Cosmic Christ power and Herculean protection for the freedom of the United States of America and all that is constructive within her borders, especially the use of her resources and the power of her people to move into outer action and hold immortal possession of all within her borders. And in that name, authority and power of freedom to the people, from the mighty I Am presence which I am, I forbid the use of anything in America for destructive purposes. Just send this forth. I'll leave the result in our hands. It is an experiment, my dear ones, which I would like to try. And with the permission of our beloved Saint Germain, we will experiment with its release and see what can be accomplished. Something drastic must be done, or something drastic will occur destructively. Won't you be seated, please? I ask you to make this call in the name of the mighty I Am presence and its cosmic authority of freedom to the people within America, so that you use the authority of the people themselves to issue the command that forbids the destructive use of either the resources of the nation or the manpower, the energy of your people, for destructive purposes. And try to remember this in your issuing of decrees: when individuals seem to be doing wrong, when you ask for the removal of individuals from certain places of power, when they've forfeited the trust that the people have placed in them because of their misdeeds, then when you ask for the removal of the individuals out of office, demand the removal of the forces that are in those offices also. because some of those forces of destruction belong to the individuals, but some of them are fastened to the offices by the depravity of individuals who have gone before through those offices. That's what I mean by demanding the removal of both the individuals and the forces in those offices that would cause others to do wrong, who might follow in their footsteps and take the responsibility of government. I'm definitely concerned about this because it is one of my channels of service to the nation and to the incoming civilization. When an office has been held by several people, there builds an aggregate of energy which is the power in that office, that belongs to the office, focused there by the will of the people. And therefore, when an individual will not do right, and that one is taken out of the office, demand that the force of destruction in that office be compelled to be annihilated, and cosmic Christ judgment into that force takes its toll, as well as within the individual. Because the accumulation of these things in government channels is sometimes very, very vicious. This thing is also true in courts of law. An individual may be a judge and may render a certain service, good or otherwise, and then if that one passes out, and some, supposing the force has been destructive, that's gathered in that office, then the one following steps in to a pool, so to speak, of the energy that has been acting there and gathered, which is destructive. And the energy the individual who steps into that energy, if that one does not understand the law or have powerful protection, will go right on and begin to do the same destructive things, only even when the intent was not there to do it to begin with. And so when individuals who have done wrong are removed from office, you who know this law should demand that the force that has been gathered in that office that was destructive be compelled to be withdrawn. Cosmic blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment strike into that force, take its toll, remove it from the universe, and now comes the wonderful part, to replace it by the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love and purity that guards the whole nation. Draw an individual flame there and anchor it with eternal authority to command all who follow there. In this way, we hope to experiment with a certain action of the sacred fire that will move into political channels, and I trust will do away with a great deal of political filth. But just remember that gigantic, immortal flame of cosmic Christ love and purity and freedom, which governs the destiny of your people and that stands above the country, that flame can be called into an office, can be called into a locality, or can be called into an activity. It could be called into your transportation or your lines of communication. It can be called into the people themselves. And then it is directed by the group of individuals who are the guardians of the nation. that is also to some degree directed by the higher mental bodies of those who are embodied within the nation. This is the only way we can get at the root of this trouble and remove the condition without using very severe cosmic activities of the blue ray, where a destructive force has been carried on for years within an office of the governing authority of the people. Then, my dear ones, somebody should understand this law well enough to know how to make this call. And if I sense things correctly, and I usually do, at least I try to, I think we shall see some consternation in certain political channels and certain political conditions will begin to crack apart. Thank you so much, precious ones. Would you be seated, please? This will have quite a similar effect, dear hearts, as the use of dynamite in shattering conditions in a mine or something of that sort. And if you should call this forth, the power of the cosmic blue ray of immortal purity and cosmic Christ power to the nation to strike into those organizations and conditions and crack apart their focus of power, I think you will see some individuals at least have a change of heart. I hope for the improvement of all. But you can just as easily draw forth these activities of the sacred fire with the command to shatter a focus of evil, crack it apart so it cannot culminate its plans, just as easily as you could throw dynamite into a hole and have it explode. Try to call this forth, because it is a certain action of the blue ray, and a great deal of it comes under the direction of the mighty Hercules and the mighty Archangel Michael. I think the Archangel Michael will enjoy tremendously the opportunity if you give it to him. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated? you. Just remain seated, please, the rest of the dictation. There are those, my dear ones, who assist the Archangel Michael in the use of the sword of blue flame and the blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment, who will come at his call to shatter certain vortices of destructive power within your government. And I think if you call forth to him and to his legions of the sword of blue flame and blue lightning to strike into every destructive vortex in the government of this nation and to shatter apart everything that would destroy the resources of the nation or the freedom of the people, it will give him a certain opportunity that ought to come and come quickly. And in this way, I think much perhaps can be accomplished from the inner standpoint that will assist those who are trying to defend your nation and give them strength and power and encouragement to go forward. If need be, call forth the cosmic Christ blue flame in its shattering activity to every destructive force within your government, within your borders. And let us see what we can do. I too wield a sword of blue flame. You wouldn't, might not believe it, but I do. And it's really very effective. I've had a lot of practice, and I get results always. I refuse anything else. I've never seen anything that wasn't afraid of my sword of blue flame, and I have never used that sword of blue flame that it didn't better conditions. So, the mighty Archangel Michael and the beloved Saint Germain have many, many legions who, I might say, are experts in training. They've trained a long while, and some of them are very proficient. Very. So as you call forth the cosmic Christ flame of immortal purity, or the cosmic Christ sword of blue flame, to strike and strike and strike into every destructive vortex in your government, shatter it apart, and compel it to let go of your resources and the authority over your people. Demand it. And we shall hope for some pleasant surprises. At least they'd be pleasant for the constructive side. These are mighty forces, precious ones, which we're drawing to your attention. They're just as reality can ever be. And when you demand their action in the name and freedom and authority of the American people, and in the name of God's immortal protection of your resources, I would say, ask those cosmic legions of the sword of blue flame to strike into everything that wants to waste your resources or run your nation into further debt. Someone must issue this decree, and if you will take the responsibility, we will move into action and try to stem the tide of that which is determined to pauperize the nation and sell you out wholesale to Russia. There isn't another motive back of those who are back of this regime. If I were you, I would also call that into every political machine, into every bit of political intrigue, into all graft, into everything that is the money control of your people, into everything that is of destructive legal action, and demand that that be shattered, and that that immortal flame of cosmic Christ authority take command and rule with cosmic power, and demand your victory. Demand your protection and your freedom from everything that wastes your resources. Demand the American people's freedom from the filth they have been hypnotized into accepting. And we shall stand by to fulfill every call as it goes forth. And may the momentum be increased suddenly enough and with great enough power to bring about the surprise that must come. Your nation needs much guard this hour. Regardless of what has happened so far, that has been a revelation to the people of what's been going on, yet I say to you, if you issue these decrees to shatter these things apart, then there will come a certain strength within the people themselves to go forward and be the pressure that prevents any further misuse of your resources. Your resources are other than money. The resources of your nation, as the lives of those in the national defense, as the powers in business, and the powers in government, those resources must be either used constructively or taken out of the hands of those who won't use them right. And if you just demand that no weapon prospers against the protection and freedom of the nation, and you demand whatever powers of the blue ray and cosmic sword of blue flame are necessary to shatter apart everything that plans destruction against the nation or the people, then those decrees shall arise to our octave, and there will be those who will as surely answer them as that you give them. So let us feel tonight that you call to the guardian presence of the nation, to the great immortal flame of cosmic Christ, love, authority, and power that compels the shattering of everything that any longer wants to waste your resources or enslave the people for any reason whatsoever. That also includes the people's own destructive desires, because those are what enslave them. So from tonight, try to feel that it is your authority speaking through the life in the people with which you are one that now takes the master hand and calls into outer physical action those powers of the blue flame and cosmic Christ sword of blue flame to shatter everything that imposes filth, limitation, or distress upon your people, or that wastes anything within your borders. Take your stand, and cosmic Christ legions will come to your assistance and will soon, I trust, bring relief from this frightful debauch that is an insult to life everywhere. May the power of our love guard you as you have never felt its presence before. May it strengthen you beyond anything you will ever need. May it offer you its boundless supply and lead you forward in this service to the nation that permits these legions to come to your assistance and prevent any further destruction of the heart of the world. The heart of the world, which America is, must be filled with light. And as these calls go forth, the cosmic white fire comes into your nation, you will find those destructive individuals and forces in your government must be withdrawn one by one until the structure of that which would wreck you is forever consumed. May our cosmic Christ love and power and authority in America now clothe you with our feeling and our power to go forth and render this service, and you take the responsibility of forbidding the misuse of anything that God has placed here to fulfill the divine plan. Thank you, and may my love stand an armor about you while you render the service through your calls that permit us to act, and I trust correct conditions in the outer more rapidly. Thank you with all my love. Beloved Lady Master Nada, thank you for your guard to America. Thank you with all our hearts for all your love means to us. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly. That limitless outpouring of such invincible protection, perfection, safety, and security of our beloved United States of America, and such immortal power of that great cosmic Christ flame, of cosmic Christ love, of the solar blue flame that it strikes into every destructive condition within our borders tonight and shatters them apart, each condition apart, until there is no way and means by which the destructive forces can any longer impose themselves on America or to waste her resources. Move into outer action that which compels all mankind to awake and give the obedience that enables life to set all free. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know is required. Enable us to go forth and release the greatest power possible to assist our beloved Saint Germain. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Nada, and all the blessed ones who have assisted us this far in the light. May we now turn and give our assistance for the freedom of America and through America the world, till not one destructive force remains in existence for any reason. To the seven mighty Edowim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to charge and charge and keep on charging. Your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Edowim, in thrown around into everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, of whom we call it forth. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into his distress whatever powers of the cosmic fire are necessary to be called into outer action, blaze them without reservation till the human is gone forever and eternally forgotten. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious hearts. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, and especially to beloved Lady Master Nada, until all the great ones charge that with a world enfolding flame that moves into outer action and compels everything, unlike its own purity, to cease to be forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation, and keep in their hands and use at all times till they stand ascended and free, 10 or 1,000 times more than they'll ever require, of every good thing, to enable them to go forth and fulfill the divine plan, the ascended master's way, imperishable and self-luminous by cosmic Christ command, of the mighty omnipresence in the great central sun that never, never, never fails to answer our every call and fulfill it in outer manifestation till all stand ascended and free. Now, beloved great beings who govern the activities of the sacred fire to the earth, as we send forth these physical flames back to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire necessary to strike into outer action that which puts an end to the human, swifter than lightning. And may it come even this hour as these words go forth.